to Snyder and bought him a farm, and he seen they was going to take it over. He sold out and come back down there and stayed a while, and his brother-in-law was running this place down there, and he went down and bought in with him, and I haven't seen him since then, but they tell me now that he bought his brother-in-law out, and he's running it himself. His name is Pickett. You know, I seen a thing when I went to Arizona that I wouldn't have noticed it. That decent man of mine was out there, that was the best in them. Looked just like a light bulb. Only it had a flat bottom on it, you know, and set it up out there, just on anything. And you set that in the window, and it had four little old paddles, a thing about half inch square. On it like you used to see some on these wind chargers and things, you know. But it's sealed up in there. And you set it on out there where the sun can hit it, the light, and directly it'll just come into that. Directly it'll just get to go into that jump back, you can't hardly see it.
A little heat machine.
Yeah, and I said. He kept looking at it, and he just said, I can't see what makes that do that. This lady said, that's the light and the heat. So she proved it to him. There's two of them running there. She went over and got one out of a box. Lord said that it stood there about 3 or 4 seconds and it started. Like they just got to going fast as ever. Now I said, well, I thought we were coming back that other when we left to come home, but we didn't. So now I'm going to buy 3 of them, one for myself. One for a couple of the gals down there. But we didn't come that way. There's $1.35 a piece.
Gee, that's cheap.
Yeah, I thought it was.
What do you usually do in the evening when you think the fish are biting?
I hardly ever go fishing without somebody coming along with me. I just got where I don't want to go by myself.
There's no fun, is it?
No, it ain't.
What do you take with you?
I take a rod and reel and step off. A little bait and go on.
What do you use for bait?
Oh, grasshoppers, worms, shrimp, crawdads.
You ever use your seine and get those
minnows?
Huh?
Yeah, sometimes.
I don't know, I think it's hard to beat grasshoppers. Of course, they're easy to get this season. Were there boats here in the early days?
What?
Did people have boats here in the early days?
Boats?
Yeah, boats on the...
Boats?
Yeah,
no.
On the creeks or on the lakes?
No, it's a long time before the boats come. Country.
What do you call it when you're going to take the boat down and put it in the lake?
Well, you just say we're going to take the boat with us and put her in there. That's where now you got to pay them to do it, though.
Yeah, isn't that
interesting? However, your license and things.
We were talking about little animals around the water. What do you call that animal with a hard shell?
Little old curls.
Uh-huh. How about the one that you'll find in your pasture?
That's a terrapin.
And what do you call that insect that you'll find out around the water? The one with the two sets of wings and the slender body?
Little boogers.
Yeah. Oh, sometimes the body's that long.
Blue. Oh, there's some of them around here. They ought to be some of them. Kind of. We call them snake doctors, all we ever call them. But there's a little bug down that ain't that big. They're called mayflies.
Oh, they're dandy, aren't they?
They'll eat you up at times. What I mean, they'll be so thick around you can't hardly do nothing.